From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 16 years ago, at this very sad, very tragic moment,
Joanne Marie Adiolis,
Shabir Ahmed,
Terrence Andre Aiken,
Godwin O.
New York City, at the site of the World Trade Center, names being read aloud of the victims of the 9/11 attacks. President Trump is presiding over his first 9/11 commemoration since taking office. Nearly 3,000 people were killed on September the 11th, 2001, when hijackers flew commercial airlines into New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The remembrance is going on throughout the day with Vice President Mike Pence representing the administration at an observance at the 9/11 Memorial in Shanksville. Hurricane Irma has weakened into a tropical storm Monday as it moves over far northern Florida or southern Georgia, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. However, forecasters are warning that swells generated by Irma along the southeastern U.S. coast could still cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. President Trump declared Florida a major disaster area and also spoke to the nation.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit. And we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
Before reaching Florida, Irma left at least 25 people dead across the Caribbean. The U.S. has deployed Navy, Marines, and Air Force to help with recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is VOA News.